This is the tale thus far. Deep in the dune seas of Maya lies Mareel, the last standing city of Mashkala. This is a city of magi and mystics, thieves and cutthroats, a city where the shadows themselves watch your every move. In this place, a band of unlikely adventurers will come together to unearth ancient artifacts, hidden temples, and a plot that threatens the very fabric of reality. A plot beyond the control of the gods above and below is unfolding. In this dark time, a folk story has come to light, and the only hope for the survival of the city and all of creation may be a legendary artifact known as the Crown of Queens.
So you guys get down the, like the little crevice, the chasm, if you will, and the room that you're in seems to be more crafted than the rooms were upstairs. Like where the rooms were upstairs were, you know, they were geometric still. They were room shaped, but they were a little more roughly hewn. This seems to be a little bit more finessed, like a little bit more time and effort has been put into the walls and ceiling of this room. So, you know, when you make it down via the little chasm, you kind of are deposited in this little 20 by 20 or 20 by 25 foot room with now 12 foot ceilings.
There's just the one break in the wall there on the south?
Yes, there's a hallway actually leading south. Also, the little magma creature, it produces light.
Ooh.
In a 35 foot radius.
Look how useful this guy is. He's so good. Well, I've got to think of a name for him.
Barky.
No.
No.
All right, well, I'm going to walk to the edge of the hallway and take a little peeky peek down.
Okay. You actually are having kind of a weird time seeing into this room because there is actually light. Something is illuminating this room. So it's fucking with your dark vision.
Something is illuminating the room I'm in?
No, the room you're going to. There's something illuminating the room you're in. It's a little magma creature, but
yeah,
there is a light source or two in the room that this hallway leads to.
Oh, got you. So I can see there's a 60-foot hallway, and then there's a room with light in it.
There's a 25-foot hallway, and then there's room beyond that with light in it. Yes.
Okay, cool. Can I check the hallway for traps?
You may check it for traps.
Checking for traps, you know, just like fun, casual, you know, just whatever. 26.
It does not appear to be trapped.
Okay. I'm gonna, like, look at the group and then walk down the hallway a little bit.
Okay.
I walk this far. I walk 15 feet.
15 feet will show you the hallway and the area that you can see currently. So this 30 by 25 foot room is lit by, in four corners, by their pillars. There's these stone pillars, and they have what appears to be like half dome kind of shaped pieces of rock that have light flooding out of them. It's about as bright as five or six candles. So it's not like super bright, but it's enough that it depolarizes your eyes so the dark vision has a hard time like registering what's in here, but you can kind of see in the low light area what's going on, and it's just a very simple like antechamber. It does seem very nicely crafted, but it is very bare. Like it's very plain room, almost like you would expect to see like some sort of waiting area or something.
Can I check the room for traps?
Sure.
Check it for traps. 24.
It does not appear to be trapped.
Okay. Everyone at home, drink.
Take a shot.
I'm going to move towards the south east corner and where there's another break and like peek down that hallway.
Okay.
With my handmaiden trailing along me.
It's about a 20-foot hallway, and you can see that it turns to the north as it gets to the end of the hallway. The terminus point.
Yeah, I like look back to see if the group is coming or whatnot.
I these pillars, do they have any carvings or any markings or anything on them?
And they're pretty plain, actually. It looks like maybe this was just like a it almost feels like an outpost or something. Like, you know, you would see if you went to a public park and there was like a gazebo that just had some very plain like light adornments on it. It's not like anything that's overly fashioned or overly worked. There's not a lot of design or detail to any of this. It just looks very basic.
Okay, well, I guess if everyone's following, I'll just keep going. So can I check this hallway for traps?
Sure.
You're like way too excited for me to do this. It makes me nervous. 21.
It does not appear to be trapped.
All right.
You're getting lower.
I know. All right, I go to the edge of and peek around the corner again, peeking north.
There does not appear to be any light coming from in here. So your dark vision kind of goes to the full extent of its darky visionness.
Okay, because it was just the light in that room behind me.
Right, and you can see just seems to the hallway seems to stretch and opens up 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, about 35 feet to the north. The hallway opens into a larger space, but you can't quite tell what's up there because, again, sight distance and whatnot.
All right, I'm gonna turn around to Emric and be like, it's quietly, be like, it seems to open up into a bigger room. Do you think we should try to be sneaky? Like, what if there's something down here?
Let's proceed with caution. All stick right to one side of the hall and let's try to get a good view of it before we go barreling in.
She goes barreling
in. No, I was gonna say it.
I know.
Just blunders into the fucking room.
No, she's gonna like cautiously walk to about here.
Okay.
So see more of the room that the hallway's opening up into in front of her.
Okay. Alright, so as Alec kind of comes up to the terminus of the open area of the room, Alec kind of makes her way up. We're just going to say that she gets to about here. Okay? You good with that?
As long as it doesn't kill me, that's fine.
Okay. So as Ella walks down to the end of the hallway, she sees that there's a pretty large landing area of this kind of sandstone that was upstairs. It's a little bit more densely packed. And then it falls off into this massive, massive cavern that goes deep into the earth. And across the cavern, it's not even able to be on the map because it would be so far away. But across the cavern, she sees this large carving. And it is of it looks like a regal lord. He seems to be of elven descent. He is wearing a large, 7-starred crown, upon his brow. From the base where his robes kind of feather out and there's some movement to them, the edges of his robes are carved into these monolithically large statues of these humanoids that have snake-like features. So like their neck and head are of serpents, and this entity is kind of regally standing. And as Ella's eyes start to adjust to the darkness, she realizes that this entire statue is looming over a massive underground city that is below him. And the city is easily the size of Mishkala, if not larger.
You mean down in the crevice?
Yes, down in the darkness below.
So he's like miles away from us.
Yes, yes. Picture something. To describe it using our modern terms, it would be very much like a Mount Rushmore sort of set thing, except it's just a statue of this being with the crown and his robes, you know, tethering out into these little snake men. And the snake men are probably the size of like Easter Island heads. And all of this is like on like a cave work kind of arching area that looks down upon a massive city.
Does the man's face look at all familiar?
No.
Other than just being elven?
It just looks elven. Kind of real. Well, maybe. Because you were there. Make a, make an int check.
12?
It looks familiar, but you can't place from where.
Turn back to everyone and be like, there's a whole, like, city down here, and there's a giant man. And he, like, I don't know, I know him from somewhere. And then I'm gonna, like, move up and out of the way so other people can come into the space. Also, is this city that we can see, I assume it's, like, below because it's in that, like, caverny area?
Yes.
Does it seem to be bustly? Does it seem like there's things, people, creatures living in the city?
Yeah, you're too high up can't tell. Yeah.
I can't see, like, any, I'm not trying to pick out, like, people. I'm just like, is there movement down there?
You can't tell just based by the shadows and the darkness and the night and whatnot.
I can't even tell with true sight.
No, true sight gives you the ability to see what's actually there.
Oh, okay.
It's not like having like a binocular eye or something.
You guys didn't want to come down the hole.
I'm like, I know, right? And I like smack her on the shoulder. Like, stupid voice.
Anybody want to make rolls on the statue?
Sure.
Hell yeah.
You can make
knowledge.
It would just be in checks.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm dumb. Everyone else try. Be smarter. Oh, no. Oh, no, silent. Oh, no.
I know what it is.
I didn't even see the statue.
Yeah, you don't even see the statue. You're too fascinated by the purse dog fire child that you now have.
I turned to a little baby and I'm like, have you ever had cranberry juice?
Fucking awesome. Plarion, you think this might have something to do with those genealogy charts that were in the Night Garden?
Oh.
Yeah. This entity could have been on there somewhere.
I tell the rest of the crew that. Remember those ancestry charts we saw in the Night Garden? I think this guy was on one of them.
I don't remember that. Did I miss that?
You haven't been to the Night Garden yet.
Does the crown look familiar? Do I know what the crown of queens looks like?
Nobody knows what the crown of queens looks like.
Okay. So I don't know if that dude is just
queens. That could very easily be wearing the crown of queens. You would have no idea.
Okay.
Well, it's got 7 jewels.
It does have 7 jewels.
For the seven cities, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Silent, do you think you could draw, reproduce this?
Probably. She's going to set down the child and move up here.
Okay.
Start to draw.
You're connected now. You've melded together into one character.
He wants to come. She holds his hand and draws.
When the party's quiet, they must still be sleeping.
Honk shoo, honk shoo.
I think I took a watch and I was drawing the, like, the cityscape down there.
Right on.
How'd that come out?
Roll me a d20. And any craft checks you have, or artistry if you have it. It looks aight. I mean, you drew some lines and some boxes and some squares and some squiggles. And I mean, it's a big-ass city. It's larger than anything you've seen. And it's, there's not really light, per se. I mean, there's not light, like, really light down here. Speaking of which, what is your light source down here?
Is my little friend still glowing?
Yes, so he gives off probably about 20 feet of light.
I think I had light going in my emerald.
Okay.
It's like a flashlight.
Okay.
I think I'm just relying on dark vision.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got dwarf eyes.
All right, so good. So we can all see. That's a good thing. Also, everybody should get back their roll a their hit die for a for their health back after they rested. It'll be your hit die plus whatever your con modifier is.
And we all look up what our hit dies are.
And you get spells back after a sleepies?
Yes.
Okay.
Down.
Oh, nice roll, Matt.
Oh, no.
What's your con modifier?
It was a 1. My con modifier is a 2.
So you get a whopping 3 hit points back.
Well, I'm sleeping on a hard ground using my backpack as a pillow.
That's fair. Meanwhile, M gets G's.
I rolled max.
Yeah, good job.
I don't think my hit die is actually a D8, but let's say it is for now.
It is now. I don't think I took any damage.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I ran away.
But you also don't have any hit points listed, as far as I can tell.
Cool.
Are there hit points on your sheet?
Yeah, it says 38. Current max, 38.
That's weird. Let me make that do a thing. There we go.
Bad I am.
Gurglin, what'd you get back, bro?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
And for those of you who don't hear the dulcet tones of our amazing Plarion, played by Jim, he is under the weather this evening, will not be joining us, but we miss him and we will see him soon.
Jim should record his own audio on his own time.
He just adds in commentary every time we do something stupid.
Yeah. Like, yes, I agree.
He cuts it in Plarion and saves the day.
We come back like all the monsters are dead. Wait, how the hell that happened? I have found the crown of queens. Wait, what?
It's right there on the statue.
Oh. Oh, that'd be funny. All right, so Gargling, you got back 9.
Yep.
Awesome. All right, so you guys are standing kind of over here on the little edge overlooking the city. There is the hallway that you came out of, and then to the east. There is like another little hallway. You can kind of see the edge of leading back into the structure.
Oh. We didn't notice that before we went to sleep right next to it.
You did not.
Super safe.
That's why we put watches up.
Remember those perception intelligence checks you made?
Yeah. That we did so good at.
That you did so good at.
Well, I guess we notice it now. So...
that's the important thing.
Do we want to check it out before we go down into the giant city? Okay. I walk over to it.
He wants to go down a sheer cliff face.
I'm going to look ease down the hallway. Just peek around a corner.
All right.
Peeky peek.
Take a little lookies.
A little peekaroony.
All right. From about that vantage point, you can see... about 60 feet or so, and you see the sand kind of gives way to hewn cobblestone about 30 feet down this little hallway corridor.
Can I check the footing entrance for traps?
You could check it for traps.
Check it for traps? Which one is that again? Every fucking game, guys.
Every goddamn. This is what you do.
Is it this? No, it's not anymore. Is it disabled device? Is that what I'm rolling?
Yes, you can roll disabled device if you'd like.
I would love to. 29.
You do not detect any traps.
Okay. I think it is good. It
does not appear to be trapped anyway.
Stand next to it and let someone else walk it down.
I will take the lead.
Alright.
I'll come up behind him.
Alright, let's see. So you can see all the way. So you can see from that vantage point, you can see this far wall has a massive, probably 10-foot tall. You don't know how wide because you're still sort of standing in a corridor, but like 10-foot tall mural that runs across it. Actually, hold on. I would say it's probably pretty safe that you could see to about 5, 10, 15, so it's about 20, yeah, 25. It's about 25 feet wide by 10 feet tallish, and it's a sandstone mural. It's got a lot of figures kind of carved into it, but you can't kind of see what it is from where you're at right now.
So standing here where the sand gives way to the cobblestone,
mm-hmm.
Does the hallway end there, or is it going out another 15 feet?
Oh, no, the hallway ends there. Are you going to look around the corner?
Yes.
Cool. As you look around the corner...
Oh, no.
That's never good.
Oh, no.
You can see that in the four corners of this large room, there are what look to be humanoid constructs made of stone. It's like a granite-y kind of stone, except they're all like pitted and chipped, but they are very much animated, and they seem to sense the blood of the living, and that would be initiative, as they are going to react to you looking at them.
Looking at me, bro?
Okay, normally we get ourselves into some fucking shit. We didn't do anything to these fuckers.
No, you looked at him funny.
We didn't even walk in the room yet.
That is true. Normally it is your fucking fault, though.
100%.
Look at these stupid-ass statues. Warp, warp.
Poke, poke.
Top of the order is M. Yep. And then we got, looks like Garland, Maddie, and then we got Vanessa. And then we got the creatures. Well, that would be, M is in the other room.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what reaction you would have.
Silent looks down to her little fire toddler. Like, it sounds like it's going all right in there. They'll handle this.
Have I seen them move, or are they just looking back at me?
They're just looking back at you.
Okay.
So you haven't seen them move yet, but they are clearly looking back at you. What's Garglin doing?
I'm still back in the other room, but I'll move down the hallway since that's where we were headed.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I guess Emmy is the only one who sees them.
Yep. Right.
Yeah, and they really haven't done anything yet, so I don't want to be like, there's statues!
Kill them! Kill them with fire!
That doesn't sound like something we do at all.
That is what usually gets us in trouble.
Okay, so that would be Maddie. You're looking at the statues, and they're looking at you.
It's all just very awkward.
Yeah. This is like the most awkward round of combat ever.
I get my sword and shield ready, and I step into the room.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
I look back and I say, Emmerich says, there's some sort of living statuaries in here. Be ready for anything.
And what does Ella do?
Oh, well, she's going to come right up behind her handmaiden. I'm going to pop just inside the room and go to the side. And I've got my short bow of wooden flowers popped and ready to go.
Alrighty. And that would be the creatures.
Oh, she's also going to say, hello!
Alright, this is gonna...
Gonna wave at them, see if they come through from another plane of existence.
Yeah, and this is how we get into trouble. You have to go around fucking waving and stuff.
They're all charging, so this is probably gonna hurt, guys.
Ouchies.
Yeah, and you can see that they have, like, chunks missing out of their bodies. And so, like, where the chunks are missing, it's kind of like this sort of reddish energy, like a reddish orange inside of the stonework. And it kind of comes out of the mouth and the cracks and the eyes. It's very odd, and it fucks with your dark vision, and it fucks with your low light vision, because they're creating enough light that it's sort of like headlights coming at you in the middle of the dark. So, like, even if you were wearing, like, a polarized glass or whatever, it's disorienting. And you think because of that, in game mechanic terms, it might make them a little bit more difficult to hit. Just based on that factor. But let's see how hard of a time they have hitting you. We shall roll to hit and see what happens. So the first hit is coming at We'll do the first two on Ella, and we'll do the second two on Emmy. So, first two.
Is it... 18 is my armor class.
Okay, so that hits you for 4, and then the 8 misses. So the second one, so the first one that charges in, it just kind of comes in and slams into you. The second one that kind of comes at your front, 22, 26. Those will both hit, so that's 14 points of damage.
Oh, they each get 2 attacks.
They each get 2 attacks, yeah.
Okay.
And then at Emmerich, 23 and 17, do either of those hit?
Yeah, those both hit.
All right. And then 25, 21?
Those also both hit.
There you go. So they came in swinging hard.
Left our tank in the other room.
Yep.
That's a problem.
Well, I'm real glad I slept to get those hit points back.
I think this is the most Ella's ever been hurt.
It's not that much fun, is it?
It's a hell of a fucking hit, man. These guys don't fuck around. And that is their totality of attacks. Tappity order. That would be M.
I hear the sound of...
Yeah, you hear basically, like, loud... because these things running would sound like somebody smashing terracotta plates on a stone floor. It's like... and then you just hear... I'm assuming it... Ella has not been hit like this in combat.
Screams like a little girl.
Yeah, so she just hear, you know. And,
I don't like it.
And then Emmerich's like, whoa.
Yeah,
sounds like, ooh, ah. I don't think it's going so well. Wait here, little dude. We got to think of a name for you after. Sit down, don't touch anything. And then she's going 2, 1, 6. Are you guys alive still?
Yes.
Well, that's a start. I can't do anything for healing you, but...
Oh, I can't reach it. Oh, no.
What are you doing? Get in here!
Sorry, I was really far away. I guess I'll take my dash move and...
Next on the stack is Gargoyle.
Can I... Everything's all bottlenecked here. Can I get into the room, or am I just kind of stuck in the hallway?
You can move through the party.
All right. I'll run my way in, I guess, to here, I suppose.
The only space I think you could actually occupy without incurring an attack of opportunity would be right here.
That would be better, then. I'll go to that space.
Yeah. Because you basically could slip by Silent... and then slip by Emmerich and then kind of go diagonally into this space. And as long as you don't leave that space, you won't incur an attack of opportunity from either of those combatants.
Ah, okay.
All right, so that was Garglin. Are you going to attack?
Yeah, if I can.
Yeah, go for it, man. You can swing on him.
Yeah, I'll attack the guy to the, I guess it'll be the front of me.
Let me color code him so it's easier for you.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
No, it's okay. The blue guy here, he looks like he has it coming.
Okay. Roll to hit. That 20 will hit.
And the 16 doesn't.
The 16 does not.
That's encouraging.
All right. So he took some damage. All right. Next on the stack would be Emmerich.
Okie dokie. Well, first, I have a cure serious wounds saved up in my eye. I'm gonna go ahead and pop that on myself.
Okay.
It sounds so weird.
Yeah.
Hopefully that works a little better than the rest did. I almost got back all those hit points that I just lost. Yeah, then I'm gonna try a touch attack and use my Lore Keeper ability.
Okay.
Which will basically give me some insight on what the hell these things are.
Let's see, so what do you have? You can touch a creature to learn about its ability and weakness. With a successful touch attack, you gain information as if you made the appropriate knowledge skill check. The result equal to 15 plus your clerical level plus your wisdom modifier. Well, 12 will hit its touch AC.
Okay.
All right.
That's 15, 25 total.
You get the impression that all of them take damage whenever you hit one of them. But in order to stop them, you have to hit them all. You have to kill them all at the same time.
Killing one will not necessarily kill all of them.
No. In fact, it might reset.
I don't know how we're supposed to kill them all at the exact same fucking time.
Do I know anything about if they are territorial or...
Other constructs. They don't have... Yeah, they're not...
Have. All right.
Yeah, they're programmed creatures.
Okay. I think we're going to have to destroy all these creatures at one time. If we destroy only one, it will do absolutely nothing to the others. And is that my action? I can't take a swing.
Yeah, that's pretty much where you're at, man. You had to reach out and touch a golem.
Okay, well, I shared some information, I hope so.
All right, that'll be Vanessa.
That was me.
Well, knowing that I have to kill them all, I'm like looking at what spells I have that are area of effect spells, but I feel like it's just gonna fuck up everyone else too.
That's what I was looking at my spells. I'm like, everything is guaranteed to destroy everyone else.
So let me see if I can explain it a little better. If you drop one of them, all of them, the remaining will reset. If you drop all of them at the same time,
then they don't get up.
Then they don't get up.
So if we kill one, any damage done to the others will be healed.
Right.
But does he stay down if we drop another, or does he pop back up?
He stays down, and then if you drop the next one, the damage dealt to the other two would reset. And then if you dropped the next one, the damage dealt to the last one would reset.
Okay, I got it now.
Does it make... Sorry, I
Thank
saw...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. We need Thank to focus you. Our efforts on one creature at a time.
Thank you, Game Master. I appreciate that, because I was about to make everyone be attacked by frogs.
I had to be a little bit of a benevolent storyteller there for a second.
And which, just to clarify, Gargolin hit the blue one?
Yes, the blue one.
Okay. So it's my turn. Yeah, sorry.
I know, it's cool. We're just waiting for you. You are the worst.
No. Cool. awful.
Cool.
I'm going to shoot my short bow at the blue one then.
Okay.
Hop.
Did you fucking pop?
35, 13.
Holy shit.
Well, I assume the 35 hits.
Yeah, I would hope. The 13 doesn't, but the 35 certainly does.
Yeah, that 13 is... that's some bullshit, man.
Jesus, fuck. That's a hell of a hit.
How do you roll a 35?
It's a plus 16 to hit.
Damn.
Yeah, that bow is no fucking joke.
Yeah, that's a good bow. And I do, just to... I do have the short... What is it called? Point blank shot.
Right.
Feet, so it doesn't incur any negatives because he's so close to me. So I hit the blue one, and then can I move to the other side of this green guy, like staying in melee with both of these two?
Here? Yeah.
Yeah, without incurring an attack of opportunity. I'm just trying to make space, but not take an extra attack.
I would love to say yes, but this
But I'm
guy,
in blue. Okay, yeah, I'll move. Then I won't move.
Okay. So then we are
Then I will
at...
stand there and I will cower in fear.
13 does not hit.
Yeah, the 23 does.
So that's 5. Oof. The second one, I don't think the 15 hits, but the 25
no,
but does.
The 8 does. So that's 13 points of damage total.
Maddie?
I'll take it. I don't like it, but I'll take it.
The 9 or the 15, I don't think hits you.
No.
And the 15 does not hit you, but I believe the 26 will.
Yes.
That's 6 points of damage. They did not swing as strong this round. All right. So then, and you can kind of see that, like, as you crumble, like, as you crack into one of them, they're all chipping and flaking off pieces. So they all, like, you can visibly see that they are all getting damaged at the same time. And then we are back to the top of the order with M. Shadow or Silent gonna do?
Do I have the reach to, like, poke the blue one with my katana blade?
No, but you do have the reach to hit the red one.
But with the information I have, I know that I have to focus on one.
They are all taking damage.
Oh, okay.
Does anyone have the ability to track their stability, their power to stay up?
If they had, like, some points that kept track of their health.
Yes, Em, if we're going out of game mechanics, can anybody track their hit points?
If there was a way that we could somehow mathematically tabulate how many times we could hit them
and on give a it a scale point score. 0 to 36, how intricate you say. I'm going to hit the red one with my katana.
All right, roll to hit. Neither of those will hit.
Silence, like, reaching around the corner.
You feel like you're connecting with the wall of the corridor, but not with the creature itself. Plus, Silent is more used to attacking, like, things made of flesh.
Yeah. Also, katanas are made to slash and not poke. So
right.
My little buddy has joined me.
He just wandered over.
Oh, I told him to stay over there.
Well, it's a toddler. Do you really think it's going to listen to you?
Yeah.
It just fair wants enough to be close to you.
I give him a little pat on the head. And my turn.
Alright, what is Garglin going to do?
I'm going to cast a spell on the group here. Try and give everybody a little bit of extra boost.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The plus two will go far. It's good hope for the folks playing at home.
Oh, nice. A plus two morale bonus on saving throws, attack rolls, ability checks, skill checks, and weapon damage. Very nice. That is very cool. It also counters and dispels crushing despair. So if anybody was listening to, My Chemical Romance or something, they have now been countered and dispelled crushing despair. These things happen. Sorry, back to the game. We're in combat. Shit.
Whose turn is it?
The toddler went over. Garglin gave all of you hope against crushing despair. And now it is Emmerich's turn, I believe.
These things literally just seem to be on, like, auto, right? They don't seem to be able to recognize.
Yeah, they're on auto.
So casting a spell that would demoralize them would be no use.
That is your judgment call. I am the storyteller, not you.
Alright, we'll try it. Emmerich takes in a deep breath and tries to muster a spiteful tirade with a pile of stone and rubble, useless slag, drag yourselves up from the ground, abominations of life that will soon be crushed beneath our heels.
Okay.
Sounds like, damn. Writes that down.
He's been practicing that.
Wow. That was very mean.
Did it?
No, you feel like it does absolutely nothing. No.
They are not demoralized.
But did it burn them with my fury?
Do you actually do...
It only burns them.
Insulting tirade so vicious and spiteful that enemies who hear it are physically scorched by your fury.
They're not. It would only burn them if they were demoralized.
Okay.
So no, sir. I'm sorry. It did not.
Well, work. Now I just look like an asshole.
The rest of us are just worried now.
Yeah, everybody else is just kind of confused. I'm sure Ella's like, the fuck.
Simon reaches down and covers.
No, he says that there's like a beat of silence. That he's just. I don't think it worked.
What is Ella gonna do?
Oh man, guys. I gotta get out of there. Where I'm in the single digits. I'm at 7. I don't know why that number's not changing. I'm at 7. I gotta get out.
He's surrounded by these stone things and standing next to a raving psychopath.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. I have a question. If I fly away, they could still hit me, yes?
Possibly.
I feel like anytime I leave their melee, they get an attack. Even if I leave my flight.
It is a distinct. There it goes. I got your HP to display correctly.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It is a distinct possibility that they would be able to attack you if you tried to extract yourself from combat.
Okay. Well, then fuck it, because I'd rather take one attack of opportunity than two more from each next round. So I'm just gonna try and fucking move.
Okay. Wait,
first, I'm going to shoot two more at blue, just in case I die right now. So I'm going to try and hit him first.
Now, you can make, like, a full retreat.
Yeah, you could.
You could fully disengage combat.
Mm-hmm. How do I do that?
You declare that you fully disengage combat.
And I just leave the room and say, sorry, guys, you're on your own.
I think you can only travel 15 feet when you fully disengage.
And then that is my action for the
turn?
That
would be your full action for the turn.
So it's like disengage.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to do that.
Okay, that would put you here. Unless you wanted to go deeper into the room.
Yeah, can I disengage this away?
No, because that will incur 1, 2, 3. That'll incur a shit ton of attack of opportunities.
Okay, so I can only...
You could go back here, yeah. You could get behind everybody.
Okay, I'm going to do that then.
Okay.
Then forget the shooty attack. I do that.
Okay.
It was either that or I was going to make Maddie die for me. So.
True teamwork.
All right. So,
thank you, Anton.
No problem. As you fully disengage, the tiny little creature, he hops up here.
Oh no!
And he goes. He points his little fiery finger. Basically, he looks kind of like a little scab goblin. He's got little tusks. That jut up from his upper teeth that make little kind of half curls, like a little demon mask. He's got big, buggy, amber eyes and little monkey arms. And he's got a little scabby body. And he smells kind of like sulfur. And he just saw Emmerich scream profanities at these things. And so he holds his little hand out. And he's like, and he attacks them.
The madness is spreading.
So, yeah. I rolled the wrong... Sorry, I rolled the wrong dice. Where's my dice roller thingy?
Simon looks at Emmerich and is like, you taught him a swear.
I don't
want to... Sometimes the most vicious strike is to inspire others.
There it is. Okay. So he is going to... Yeah, it's the wrong dice. There we go. What is it doing? And from the little creature's hands fly these three kind of missile-y projectiles of energy that look like they're constructed of magic. And they hit Orange square in the chest for a grand total of 15 points of damage. And, just shards shatter off of all of the monsters. And that would be the creature's turn now. So they're going to start swinging hard. First one is going to swing on the little guy. He misses both times.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, he misses both times.
That's a 25.
I'm aware of what the little creature's AC is.
What? Okay.
The second one is going to swing on... So that was Orange. Green is going to swing on Emmerich. 20 and 22.
Yes, those both hits.
Oh, jeez.
Third one is... So, blue is going to swing on Garglin. Shit!
Oh, no.
27, does that crit confirm?
Yeah, a couple of times.
No, does 11 confirm the crit?
Oh, no.
Okay. But 27 hits.
Yeah.
So, that's 6. And then the 14, does that hit?
No.
Okay, so that misses. And the second one is going to swing on Garglin for... Does a 23 hit?
Yes.
That's 8 more.
Does a 23 hit you, Gargoyle?
Shockingly.
Oh, what a game for your fucking tank to be out.
I know.
Maybe I should tweet, Jim, they're getting their asses beat.
Ella's just screaming back at where we did the game. Like, are you sleeping? What are you doing?
I'm actually going to tweet that right now.
We are dying, lazy motherfucker!
Anyone can do a large amount of damage to all of them at once. Now would be the time.
Well, I took away all our crushing despair, so at least we'll be happy as we die.
Alright, so that would have been... That was their turn. So back to the top of the order. M?
Yes.
Does my little guy benefit from our good hope thing?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, so I get +2 to damage. Can I scoot into the space it's in?
Yeah.
Okay. Will I incur an attack of opportunity from the red one?
You will not.
Okay. So I will scoot over there. Be like, That was pretty cool. And then I will do a katana attack. That's the other thing.
That's the versatile performance.
You're going to sing for us? You're going to sing as we die?
How's a 23?
23 will hit.
How about a 15?
15 will not hit. 9 will kill one of them.
Oh, nice.
Which one were you trying to kill?
The green one.
Okay. So this thing crumbles and collapses. And you feel like the rest of them in about a few seconds time might regain their energy unless they can also be dealt a crushing blow.
Oh shit. Somebody get them.
So next on the stack would be Garglin.
Crap. I don't have any way to hurt a bunch of things without hurting you guys too, because we're all bunched up.
Just hit one of them.
Okay, we'll do that.
Either way, in a moment, we're going to be in trouble.
That's also true. And they're most likely, they're going to do more damage than I'm going to do, quite honestly.
Just do it.
Okay, all right. Being peer pressured into hurting my friends, it's just like high school. All right.
If you were a true friend, you'd obliterate us.
Well, all right. I don't know that it's going to do a whole lot, but we're going to do this. I cast Sound Burst on them.
Okay. 4 sonic damage to...
Oh, that did much less than I wanted it to.
All right, so that would put the remaining down to 3. You guys can make fortitude save not to take the damage. They can't make fortitude save.
And this is +2 because of the...
Yeah.
Yeah. So
wait, 21. Hold on. Does that +2, does the hope give damage bonus too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It does.
Does it?
Yeah.
They're all gone.
Oh, good.
So Garglin... They're all gone by a point. So Garglin slams the fucking hammer on the ground, and it just reverberates at the right sonic frequency, and all of these little, like, construct creations crumble into piles of sort of rusty dust on the ground around you. Well done.
See, and that's how a dwarf deals with stone things.
Yeah, because I didn't think you... I don't know if you guys could have done it. Looking at the amount of damage they were dealing.
Yeah, well, was I up next?
Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing I had prepared was my barbed chain attack, which could hit 3 things at once.
Well, that might have done something, but...
That might have done something.
Yeah, they were coming hard, man. Mm-hmm. All right, so all of those creatures, they fall. The 4 golems fall to the ground in little piles of rusted dust, and their ears are all kind of ringing, and you're just kind of standing there out of breath and badly hurt. And once again, you were in the quiet darkness of this room.
And should we wave at more stuff?
I wish I had a healing spell.
In that rest, did we get spells back, or?
Yeah, you got spells back. You took a long rest.
You mean you need a healing potion? You have all those potions strapped to your belt.
I told you, they are not healing. They are scurvy. Do not drink them. I mean, you drink them if you want to, but it's not my fault if, you know, you die.
No.
It's a little bit my fault.
Cure serious on myself.
I'm going to walk over to the side of the room with my little friend, and I'm going to, like, pick him up and, like, look him over. I'm like, how those things didn't do anything to you?
As you're kind of looking at him and you're feeling him, he seems very tired.
Aww.
Like, he seems kind of winded. And he just kind of does the baby monkey grip. Yeah, just kind of, it's asleep, but it's kind of gripping onto you.
I'm going to come back into the room and, like, poke through the dead bodies and see if, is there anything in them? Were they just stone?
So their exterior is all created out of like a marbled stone. The only thing that you've ever seen that's close to this sort of type of stone would be a headstone.
Hmm.
And as you're kind of poking through, you are finding bits of bone. And if you want to toss a nature knowledge, by all means.
Oh, now I get back 26.
Did you just cure me?
Yes, I healed you.
Thanks, buddy. 24.
Yeah, they're clearly it's got human bones in it, like in the piles. But they're not all from the same person, because there's like more of some things than there are of others. And there's also seems to be like some bits of like semi-precious stone that's just kind of been like thrown in there, and there's some like sort of weathered bands of metal, and you're kind of sifting through it, and it almost seems like what you would expect to find inside of like a funerary pyre if somebody was like dressed for funeral rites and then burned, and then whatever was left was just kind of gathered up and poured into something, and then another body was dressed for kind of a funerary rite and burned and then poured into the same vessel. And this happened quite a number of times. That's sort of the impression you're getting looking through what's inside just one of these entities.
Got you. So yeah, they're like a New Orleans tomb kind of a thing.
Very much so. Yeah.
Dead body, old crumpled dead bodies on top of dead bodies.
Yes.
How long, can I tell how long dead they have been? Like very, very long?
Yeah, everything is in a pretty far decomposed and charred state. You know, to the point it's like calcifying, and it's been there for quite some time.
And they all seem humanoid? I guess I can't tell if they're like...
It's in bits and pieces. You wouldn't be able to know.
I have never seen anything like this before. Have anyone else? They're like a bunch of dead people inside this rock thing.
Oh, I wish our hound friend was still here.
Oh, yes. He is so lazy, but he loved dead people. He would have loved this.
Oh, he would have, I'm sure.
He would be so happy. Can I take a little peek around the rest of the room, see if there's anything else in the room?
Yes, there is definitely something else in the room. Give me one second. So as you're kind of looking around the room, it's got a fairly tall ceiling. The floor stone, the stone floor is, you know, pretty immaculately constructed. It looks like a very crafted hand put this floor together. It's not just like a loose mortar and stone cobblestone. Each cobblestone was kind of fashioned to connect together. And while the pattern seems slightly chaotic, it was very kind of intentional. I wouldn't say it goes as far as being artistic, but it's definitely like ordered. As you get to the back of the room, you look at... So what you are looking at is this massive mural, and it depicts a large figure with kind of a crowned sort of headdress. It's a very tall sort of headdress. The figure is very lean, and it is dressed in, kind of a... very fancy robes. It's carrying a curved blade, and that figure stands kind of along with a procession of vanguard of other crowned sort of figures, all holding sort of one side seems to be holding curved swords and the other side seems to be holding pikes, and they are standing in front of this city that seems to be constructed of bone and skulls, and they stand upon kind of a groundwork of skull and bone, and they are holding back or being set upon by this sort of mass of entities wielding very like non-Euclid weapons. Horned, naked, bestial creatures, some of them with humanoid features, some of them like slime-like, some of them, you know, with tentacles, you know, cyclopean in some ways, but essentially the figures with the crowns, these sort of noble-looking entities guarding this city of bone, have been depicted as very like stalwart warriors or guardians, and this horned beast man with sort of a serpent's tongue and this strange you know, kind of fork-tipped sword is depicted sort of leading this charge of creatures against them. Feel free to ask as many questions as you want, and I will go into as much detail as possible. Hopefully that description is good enough for our listeners at home. Okay. It is all carved by a pretty deft hand, though, into this massive wall mural.
The people standing guard, can we tell, like, what race they are?
They're humanoid, but their features are, well, thin and angular are, it's a little vague. You don't see any ears, so you don't know if the headdress is obscuring the ears, if it's an artistic choice. You're not entirely sure, you know, what decision artistically was made there. So no, they're definitely not dwarven or gnomish. You know, if you had to guess a range, you would think that it was something that was, you know, in the medium height size and in an elven or a humanoid or maybe possibly even like a lizard man or a Yutai or something descent, but more something tall and lean, not something not one of the shorter, more stocky races.
Does the city that they are protecting, that like sort of rises in the background behind the vanguard, does the skyline look at all like the city that we were just overlooking?
Go ahead and make an intelligence check for me. I'm going to say yes and no. It looks a lot like home, but it also kind of looks like the city below you.
Like home, like our home city.
Yes.
So would it be fair to assess that it's probably one of the cities that's in the Dune Sea?
That would be fair assumption, yes.
So it could be depicting what happened to the city while we were in our magical dome.
Can we tell how old this carving is?
Thousands of years.
Okay. Yeah. And it's one giant like piece of stone that has been carved.
Correct. Now, and because you bring that up, the chamber that you're in, all of the walls of this chamber are still made of natural materials. The floor is made of like cobblestone that was brought here. So like the walls and everything look like kind of a native sandstone that you would find in the desert, where the floor itself looks like something else.
So was the mural carved into just the wall of the room, or is this like a separate piece of sandstone that was brought in and put on the wall?
Carved into the wall of the room.
Okay.
Somebody may have carved it a long time ago, and then another group of people decided to
put new flooring in. does the like leader of the demon army, does it look in any way familiar? Like, is that a type of creature or a specific creature that we have met before?
He's horned, he's about 7 feet tall.
Does he look like I would wave at him if I saw his shadow?
Maybe.
Oh no.
It's a possibility. Maybe yes, maybe no.
Are all of the monsters armed with swords?
Yes.
Different kinds of swords.
The swords look like no. My Ephraim's razor sword?
Yes.
Oh no.
Can I try a knowledge history check?
Knowledge history check?
Yeah.
Sure. But let me... wait, did you roll already?
I did.
Okay, well, I haven't seen the roll.
Okay.
So let's have a discussion before you make this roll.
Okay.
Whatever the dice says, I'm not going to be intentionally vague.
Okay.
But I'm going to give you an answer based on what the dice says.
Okay.
Would you rather have a conversation and try to suss out more information based on what your character knows and the knowledge that you've gained through this campaign? Because there's pieces from both sides. So right. I guess what I'm saying is, are you going to try to pull like a bardic knowledge roll and me give you something that you might not know? Or like, how do you want to play this?
Ooh, Maddie, how smart is Maddie feeling today?
Yeah, that's really the question that's been asked. Question.
Do you want to vote Maddie or vote Emmerich?
Yeah, it's really, are we gonna use Maddie's brain or are we going to use Emmerich's brain here?
Well, there's advantages and disadvantages to both.
True.
Because while Emmerich is a fictional character played by me, I feel like his brain is a little more organized than mine is.
Also true.
I am prone to flights of taking crumbs of information and running off to make meals of them.
It's up to you, man. You tell me what you want to do.
I want to...
The fate of the party rests in your hands.
I have an idea of what this might be, and I was wanting to make a roll to see how accurate that is.
Okay. You have an idea of what this might be. You want to make a roll to see how accurate that is. So the question is, what do you think it is?
Is it the Siege of the Crystal City?
No.
Okay.
It is not. It is not the Siege of the Crystal City.
What? Then I will continue inspecting the mural.
All right. We are not on a timetable. You can take as long as you want to try to figure some shit out. Ask questions. This is kind of... Or you guys could just abandon the shit and keep exploring. Like, it's just up to you.
There's a gazebo in this dungeon.
I rolled to hit the gazebo. What is the AC of the gazebo?
Monsters.
What kind of mythical creature is a gazebo?
I love the gazebo, but how many fisting holes does it have?
Oh no, it has brought its friend, the whistling zephyr.
There's no grassy knolls.
Oh no. I hide behind the book depository.
The babushka woman sees you. She sees all.
Oh no. Are we going to get Umbrella Academy season 2?
God, I fucking hope so. That show was amazing.
Oh my gosh, it was so good.
I heard it was so terrible. Fucking...
No.
No.
Holy shit, dude. No. Like, I was not a fan of, well, I liked Iron Fist. Yeah, I know, whatever. I hate me. And I liked Luke Cage, but the rest of them I thought were bullshit. Fucking Umbrella Academy, best like small screen superhero show since Mantis. Like, wow. That shit was phenomenal.
Didn't hurt that it was basically Doom Patrol meets BPRD.
Oh, yeah, it didn't hurt at all. Because 100% that's what the fuck it was. Or let's make fun of the goddamn X-Men, because fuck those guys.
When you get to the talking monkey, it's like, okay, this is...
Yeah, dude, it's so good. And you have to fucking watch it.
No spoilers, I'll watch it.
Yeah, it's fucking amazing. I watched the whole fucking thing, and then I was like, you want to watch this, Ariel? And then I made her start watching it so I could watch it again. Like, yeah, it's fucking dope. I love it.
All right.
I really love it. I mean, I have...
Believe what people say on Twitter when they're like, this show sucks.
Nah, fuck them. Nah, it's good as shit. like, I mean, I bought the comics and thought the comics were a little weird. I only bought them because I love Gabriel Ba's artwork. And I had no fucking idea who Gerard Way was. Like, I had no clue. whatever. Like, I really didn't. But Gabriel Ba's work is the shit. So, of course, I picked it up because he did do work on BPRD, funny enough. And then I was like, oh, the book is interesting, but I like the show better than the comic. Like, it's fucking good.
I never read the comic.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, sorry.
We'll talk about it.
I derail. Well, it's like an actual fight. Yeah. Listeners, this is what an actual tabletop game is like.
Yeah.
You just derail and have fucking conversation. Not a bad plan, Maddie. Why is he trying to tag Matthew Mercer?
I mean, Matt Mercer, because he should be tagged in everything.
Matt Mercer, help! We're getting our asses kicked.
Matt Mercer, help! I mean, I can make
Matt Mercer can't save you. That would be amazing if all of a sudden, like, a screen pops up and it's like, "Hello, what the fuck?" Yeah, I would pee.
I summon nature's ally. The ally I summon is Matt Mercer.
That would actually be dope.
I would like him to find some obscure rule where everything else dies except us. That's his power.
About to be killed.
LOL. We'll be right back.
Hello, my little handmaidens. It is your old friend, Graciela Anastasia Blackfoot, here with a special deal just for you. We're partnering with a coffee company called Found Familiar Coffee. Their coffee is small batch and very premium. You know Ella would not be drinking subpar coffee, absolutely not. If you want to be queen of your own empire, you should definitely pick up some of this coffee for yourself. And when you buy it, use code OLDMAGICGAMING at checkout. That's OLDMAGICGAMING, all one word. I will specifically make sure that you get 10% off. It is a very good deal. And believe me, I know deals. So check it out now. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Crown of Queens. Emmerich is played by Maddie A. at MG Allen on Twitter. Garglin Yalt is played by Arrow Odd at RPG Home Brewery on Twitter. Graziella is played by Vanessa Singleton at Evil V Cookie on Twitter. Clarion the Unscrutable is played by our Dauphine of Audio at Yoda Jones on Twitter. Silent Nocturne is played by M at GameMaker M on Twitter. Our special guest, the Baron, is played by Matt Garbett at ArtMonkeyMG on Twitter. Our storyteller is Anton at Old Magic Gaming on Twitter.